Your source for everything paranormal. Para X. Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Metaphysical, paranormal, you know, all those things you've been wondering about. Are you ready to go deeper into the realms of the unknown? I hope you've got your walking shoes on, because life is an adventure, and this is the journey. Come on, let's go. Welcome to the show, everyone. It is Wednesday night, and this is the Journey Radio Show. I'm your host tonight, Jen Cruz. And, of course, I've got my other co-host on with me tonight, Clayton Crawford. Hey, Clayton, are you there?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show. I'm really excited to be talking about psychic reading and mediumship with our special guest. Her name is Audrey Green Morahan. And so let's welcome her to the show, everyone. Audrey, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Hi, welcome Aud. To the show.
Hi, Clay.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Y'all, Audrey is a really good friend of mine.
Yes, we know all. Yeah. I know Audrey from Facebook. And
you do.
I've known her for quite some time, so I'm really excited when she said yes, she would come on the show tonight.
I hesitated at first, but...
Awesome. So, a little bit about Audrey. She is a psychic medium, and she's here to talk to us about doing psychic readings and mediumship work and what all that has done for her and her life, and she's even going to... Get this, she's going to give away some free psychic readings tonight. So you're going to have a couple of opportunities during the show to win a psychic reading. So that's pretty exciting. And she's decided that should be private between you and her. So that'll be off the air. So, but during the show tonight, you're going to have a couple of opportunities to win a psychic reading with Audrey off the air. So isn't that exciting, everybody? I know you're all excited about that. So you have to be listening. You have to be listening to the show to hear what you have to do to win that. And so there's only going to be so many of those. So be listening close because you're going to have to act fast.
So yes, be ready.
Be ready.
I'm ready.
First and foremost, I'm going to tell you should go to check out her group, which is Readings by Audrey. You can find it on Facebook. Readings by Audrey, look for that. It's a group that you can join, so go check that out and join her group. The other group that she has, there's more than one, and I found that that's a little bit harder to find which one, so we're just going to go with that one, Audrey, okay?
That's great.
Okay. That's great. Readings by Audrey on Facebook. You can go check her out there. And so I just wanted to start out by asking Audrey, you know, when did you become aware that you had some type of psychic ability or gift? I mean, what was that like for you? How old are you? What happened?
Well, growing up, my mom, you know, had always had these abilities that I wasn't aware of until I was about 15, and we started going to a place in Atlanta, Georgia, called the Foundation of Truth. And there they offered a lot of opportunities for me to learn about gifts and also about, not being afraid to use the gifts. You know, you grow up and people tell you it's your imagination, you know, and it's not your imagination. When your child comes to you and says, "Mommy, I'm hearing something or I'm seeing something," trust them. Because if you don't, you're going to cause them to be afraid for one thing and to shut down what they are capable of in their God-given gift.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know with parents, I was a gifted child and my parents looked afraid and felt afraid when they started to see evidence of that. And that taught me to hide it.
Yes.
Because I felt rejected.
And then it's like a muscle. If you don't use it, it becomes hard, and it's not as easy to access. If you use it like you do lifting weights or anything else, if you open up and you allow yourself to use your gifts, they're going to get stronger and stronger as you use them. And it's just like a muscle, you know, your pineal gland. It's just like a muscle for you to open up your pineal gland, which is your third eye, so that you can visualize and receive from spirit guide.
So how old were you, Audrey? What happened?
Well, when I was 15, like I said, we went to a place called the Foundation of Truth, and they offered different classes, and they had psychic fairs, and on Sundays they had a meeting. And we were sitting there one Sunday morning. I was sitting beside my mom, and she looked over at me. She said, "Did you see that?" And she said, "I kind of freaked out. See what?" Well, she saw the aura of the lady that was in the front of the group talking. And I had never seen an aura, but I never brought it to my parents' attention, because my mother and father were separated. So I was raised by my dad, and I never brought it up to them. But my mom, when I was with her, allowed me to open up and use my gifts. And so about 15, I guess, is when I realized it was a gift, and that I didn't have to be afraid of it, and that everybody has a gift. Everybody has something that they can offer.
Okay, that I agree with that.
I agree.
And it's developing that gift and allowing that to be embraced and become what it can be is very important.
Yes.
And it's never too late.
No, it's not. In fact, in the last few years, I feel like I've really grown tremendously I've been around so many people that are like-minded now. You know, there was a small group of people growing up at the Foundation of Truth, but now there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that understand me and I can talk to about it. So, you know, that's amazing. And it also, like I said, the more you use it, the more it grows.
That's true. So what kinds of things did you experience when you were first experiencing these things? I mean, what kind of senses did you have?
Well, with the clairs, there's clairaudient, which is the ability to hear and the guidance of the higher realms with the physical or spiritual ears. I'm clairaudient. Clairsentient is the ability to perceive messages through feelings and sense energetic fields. I'm also clairsentient. Clairvoyance is receiving the visions or images or symbols. These can come in physical form or seen through the mind's eye. Now, I'm clairsentient, which is the ability to use each of those clairs. And just as far as when it started or what my first... Actually, I think when I started doing paranormal investigations and I was open, I opened myself up to listening to the spirits that were in the homes that we were going into, or in the different investigations that we went to, that's when I realized that I was capable of hearing people that have passed on.
Interesting. What do you think about that, Clayton?
You know, I have gotten to witness Audrey grow throughout the years. I also would like to add that when Audrey is a channeler, and when a spirit comes through for her and she starts to channel information, it is one of the most remarkable things you will ever see. It is truly amazing. Audrey is also very, very good at astral travel. She can travel whenever, wherever. She does not have to be in a meditative state. She can do it on a dime. She hasn't actually practiced traveling back in time, But as good as she is at traveling, as easily as it comes for her, I'm pretty sure that she could just, on a whiff, do it. But yeah, as far as reading, Audrey, there's not really much that Audrey can't do, honestly. I've seen her work for years. I think that when Audrey sees or senses something, she's learned to really trust it over the years.
Well, that's something that you also, and I express this to people that are in groups that I'm in that do readings also. Don't stifle the spirit. When they tell you something, say exactly what they see. You know, say exactly what comes through. Don't withhold information, because what you tell that person may be the one thing that they need to hear to not only justify them coming to you, but also gives them a sense of knowing that their loved one is still around them. That high-pitched ringing that people hear, and it's really annoying and it's high-pitched and you can't figure out where it's coming from. Calm down and listen, because that could be your spirit guides trying to talk to you in a form that you've not listened to before, in a realm that you've never opened up to before. Close yourself to the point where you can listen and calm your mind. Just like when you're going into an area and somebody looks at you and said, "Do you hear that?" You stop and you listen. And that's what you need to do when you hear that high-pitched sound in your ears. Stop and listen. Quiet your mind and see what spirit has to say to you.
So do you think it always comes in as a voice then, or is it sometimes imagery?
Sometimes it's imagery. Sometimes I did a mediumship. In fact, it was the first time that I ever did a mediumship reading. This young man comes to me with a basketball in his hand, and I could visually see him, but I could also, in my mind's eye, hear what he had to say. He had a basketball in his hand. Well, basketball was his favorite sport, and he was a teenager at best when he came to me. Excuse me. He also smelled like the strongest cologne. His aunt, which was the person I was doing the reading for, said he bathed in Axe cologne, and you could smell it. And I said, and his laugh, he had this laugh that was obnoxious to you. And if I hadn't told those things to her, she may not have been felt like I validated that it was her nephew that came through. So listen to everything. Look at, let them come to you in whatever form that they feel comfortable. And it may be that you just hear it. It may be that you just get these visions in your mind's eye. Well, that's okay, because those visions are a picture. It's like a moving picture. It may not have sound, but with what they're doing, they're acting, whatever they're doing, tell that to the person you're talking to. That may be what puts the icing on the cake for them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly right. I couldn't agree more. How do you feel about that, Clayton?
I have learned throughout the years, and reading is not my thing. It's not my calling. It's not something that I do very often.
Clay is very good at picking up on energy.
I have learned, though, from Audrey and being an admin in her reading group, in both her reading groups, her free reading group and her paid reading group, that I, just say what you see, say what you know. I've also learned to be more tactful. Because I'm not known for tact. I'm pretty honest and and blunt. And yeah, so I don't have a lot of patience when it comes to, you know, people not wanting to hear the truth or, you know, whatever. I tend to get irritated quickly. But Audrey and some of the other readers are really seasoned, and they're really patient. Audrey has the patience of just like, it's just, she has endless patience. You know, and when she's reading, she says what she sees, you know, and 90% of the time, 98% of the time, the people are, you know, they're very, you know, they give really good positive responses and feedbacks, and she explains to them before she does a reading, like, hey, I need your feedback. You know, yes, I'm doing the reading, but we're doing it together. You know, yes. this is something, it's a mutual energy exchange here. And I need your feedback as much as you need my insight.
Yes, yes.
Basically.
Very well said. Because yeah. It is an energy exchange, and without their energy, my connection may not be as strong. A lot of people have to have a picture or feel like they have to have a picture or, you know, a visual, something to look at. And I don't. I mean, I do look at them and I connect sometimes through the picture. But for the most part, if someone comes to me and says, can you give me some insight? I don't have to see their eyes. I get their energy, and that has nothing to do with how they look right now. Their energy is completely separate of how they look.
I think a really seasoned reader does not need a picture, and Audrey is one of those that does not need a picture.
All these compliments, absolutely. I'm not used to them, Clay.
And you thought he was going to give you a hard time.
He's been harassing me for 3 days.
our guests are not normally harassed, just so you know, they're friends.
Yes. And when you are connecting, remember to breathe. It's so important to remember to breathe and to relax. You know, you don't have to do anything special to hear from spirit. You just have to be open to it.
That's very.
And I'm nothing special. I'm just like Jen and just like Clay. You know, there's nothing special about me. And it doesn't have to be for you to be able to connect with spirit, you know, and it's such a gift. And if people, everybody has a gift, everybody has some way that they can give of themselves. And that's why I offer free readings in a group that I have, is because that gives people a chance to give back what they receive.
And now that you've talked about that group, I'm just going to say, I went to the site from Readings by Audrey, and I'm not sure that that's actually your site, Audrey. Okay. And the website that I had, I put in there, and it's not pulling it up. So why don't you tell them how to get to your free reading site, if you would do that, please, so they can find you on Facebook.
It is free mediumship and psychic readings on Facebook.
There is a bunch of reading. Yes, there is a bunch of them, though. So the only way to really know that you're on Audrey's group is to go on the members list and see the admins, and you will see either myself or Audrey, and you will know that you're in the right group, for sure. She also has a paid reading group called Blessings from Above.
Yes.
And
there
we
are
only,
more than one of those too.
Are there?
There are.
No. We only, and again, if there's more than one of those, the only way to know for sure is to go on the admin thing, and you will see Audrey. For sure, look for Audrey. I don't really handle the paid reading thing. I let her do that one. But
well,
yeah,
thank you,
you
for
know,
letting
with with the free, like she was saying, giving back, you know, and I do enjoy the free reading group. However, it can be quite a big responsibility. You know, it's 10,000 plus people. We have an amazing amazing head admin now. They still call me head admin. I'm more the bouncer now, but we have an amazing Lexi. Her name is Alexis, and she really has that group. Like, it is. She has a total structure. She knows when each person has the last they had a reading, when their next reading, they're eligible for their next reading, you know, all of that. So it's very organized.
You can also, in the free mediumship and psychic readings, you can request a paid reading, and they'll tag me if I don't see it, and I'll see it. And if you want a paid reading, which is private, in-depth, with me, or if you choose, there are other readers that I have available that do paid readings through that group.
Okay, so I just typed in your website into the chat room, and that one is working. So if you can go to www.intuitiveaudrey.simplesite.com/#. So that was intuitiveaudrey.simplesite.com/#. So that should take you to her website so you can find her there. Okay? Awesome. So somebody asked a question in here, and she really wants to hear the answer to this one. So I'm going to ask Audrey about this right now. I just got to scroll back to it. Has there ever been a reading that has scared you or really bothered you, Audrey?
Not really scared me. Some of them can be sad because, you know, you're connecting with someone that has lost someone they love. And sometimes the death can be traumatic, you know. So they can be sad. But as far as scary, I've never come across any reading that has been scary or has thrown me off.
Oh, I've had those sad ones where I literally just start crying with the person. Those are hard. Those are hard.
They are hard. But it's such a strong connection that it's also amazing because that connection is so strong between the person you're reading for and the person that's coming through. And you can feel that strength, the love and the strength that they had in life and even through death.
Wow. So I have
a question, Jen, and I really think this is a good one. And this is from our dear friend, Beverly. Okay. Audrey, how often do you have someone come through before their loved ones come to you?
Because I am not always open. I mean, you know, it doesn't happen to where I'm not in the place where I'm open and receiving. So that doesn't happen. I've never had it happen. I've never had somebody come through that I wasn't expecting. But I also don't sit down and call a spirit to me.
No.
When I'm doing a reading, if a past loved one comes through, I give what is said, but I do not call a spirit to me to communicate. Yeah, it's just not something I feel comfortable doing. Now, in the middle of me doing a reading for someone, if their loved one comes through, I give what comes through. But
I would like to elaborate with where you said you're not on a couple things, actually, Odd. Where she's saying she's not always open, it doesn't mean that she's not open to receiving. What it means is she does not leave herself completely open. She gives a downtime. And so spirit learns that when she is on her downtime, it's a respect thing. That she's on her downtime and not to come to her. It's a respect thing. You know,
that's
it's
your boundaries.
It's boundaries. I'm not working right now. I am not in spirit mode. I'm not in mediumship mode. I'm not giving readings right now. You know, I'm not doing messages. I am living my personal life with my kids, my grandkids. Like, you know, this is the wrong time. And then that's what she's saying when she means she's not always open. Also, she does not like to call on spirits. She is a member of my team, my Legion, and I have actually asked her to call a spirit before, and she was a little uncomfortable with it, but she did it. But we got the advice and the answers that we needed to solve the case. But normally, she does not do that.
I just feel like when you're calling them forth, they're not in a place that they are ready, perhaps, to come and communicate. You know, and if you sit there and you try to summon the spirit to you, and they're not ready to be there, they're not ready to communicate, or they don't want to talk to this person, you know, you have to be respectful of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or sometimes the question that they ask, they don't want to answer.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
For many different reasons, they don't want to answer.
Yes.
I've had people ask me questions that I can only feel the spirit's reaction to the question, and it was pure anger. And it really confused me, and I didn't want to say they're angry. So I just, like, shut it down.
Yeah.
I need to go. Because I didn't know what to do with that. And then later on, it came through that what that person was asking about was a pure lie. And the person that they were asking in the spirit world knew that, and they were angry that they would even attempt that.
Yeah.
Right.
In their one chance to talk with them, that they would ask about something that was a lie.
Think about someone's has passed, and so, you know, you have a sitter that comes to you, a person that comes to you and wants to communicate with them. To me, it would be, what do they have to say? Not, I need answers to this. You know, I need to know why they did this or why they did that. And it's, you know, were you the same when they were in life? You know, did you harass them or beat them down when they were in life? Let them come to you and talk to you about things that they need to communicate, that they need you to know, not what you think you need to know.
That's true, too. You know, even as a psychic reader, sometimes people would ask me questions, and they're asking the wrong question. And sometimes I'll tell you, what you really need to know is this.
Yes.
You see, right? That's where I get irritated. I don't have the patience for that. Like, who are you, you know, like, who are you asking, who are you trying to convince here, me or yourself, you know, or who are you asking, me or yourself, you know, or who are you lying to, me or yourself, you know?
It's just like when somebody comes to you and says, is he cheating on me? Well, first indication is you had to come and ask me that question, you know, so you have doubts and you have concerns. And your intuition, your intuition is kicking in. So what do you think? You know, if you have to come and ask a psychic if someone's cheating on you, then communication's really a big issue with your relationship.
I really can't stand relationship readings.
Always mean that they're cheating on them either. Sometimes people are really paranoid about that. I've seen that happen so many times. Mm-hmm. People are so paranoid about that, that's all they can see. And I think that's why they ask psychics that. Right.
And that ruins your relationship to always be in doubt. You know, what's he doing? He's been gone 5 minutes, you know.
He went down to the gas station and he's been gone 5 minutes too long. I know it only takes him 5 minutes.
That right there, though, that is why I'm not a fan of relationship readings. I absolutely will not do them, period. There's no special circumstance. No, I will not do a relationship reading.
Clay's really good, like I said, at picking up on energy of people. And he's really good at that. I think that's where his forte is energy readings.
Intention.
Right. Yeah, intention.
Well, with that, we're at half the hour, so we're going to have to go to our 2-minute break. Please stay tuned, everybody, and we'll be right back with Audrey Green Morahan.
That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
It is the secret of the world that all things subsist and do not die, but only retire a little from sight and afterwards return again. Nothing is dead. People find themselves dead and endure the mock funerals and mournful obituaries. And there they stand, looking out the window, sound and will, in some new and strange disguise. This secret must be told to the world, and they must tell it. Because they're not dead, we know this, and we'll prove it. So join Mike and Dave every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Odyssey Files. Only on Parax.
I'm Jenna Valadez with The Basement Files. Tune in Friday nights, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Are you tired of that old broomstick giving out on you at the worst possible times? Then you're going to want to come down to Marla Brooks's Broomstick Emporium, where we buy, sell, and trade all models of broomstick. And while you're here, you're going to want to check out a full line of cauldrons. And remember, gift certificates are sold here for that hard to buy for a witch. So come on down to Marla Brooks's Broomstick Emporium. You'll be glad you did. Just off Route 9, past Devil's Play.
Demons. Vampires. Werewolves. Skinwalkers. All of this and more. Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show.
To the show, everyone. I'm Jen Cruz, and this is the Journey Radio Show. When we are not live on the air, you can find us online at thejourneyradioshow.com. And please do check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thejourneyonradio. And we're back with our guest, Audrey Green Morahan, and my special co-host tonight is Clayton Crawford. And I promise that we're going to give some psychic readings away tonight. And so the first two readings, here's your instructions to receive the first two giveaways. So it's going to be quick. Who's the fastest ones to get to my Facebook page for the radio show, which is facebook.com/thejourneyonradio. Like the page and send me a private message there saying I'm listening to you on the radio real quick. So the first two people to do that are going to win, and I'll tell you who they are later because I'm talking and I can't check right now. So it'll be the first two that do that we are going to win. And then later on the show, we're going to have another instruction for you to follow. And Clayton's going to tell you what that's going to be. So I'm going to put that ball into his court tonight. So he gets to figure that one out. He's going to do a little bit of his job. But we're welcoming back Audrey Green Morahan to the show. She's a psychic medium. She does readings. And every person I've talked to that knows Audrey says she is spot on. So this is a really big deal. She is a really big deal. Yes. And she also is a paranormal investigator, which we haven't even talked about yet. So how is it, Audrey, that you use your psychic and mediumship abilities while doing paranormal investigations? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. When I go in with groups, I don't take any equipment in with me. I take myself into the building or the home and open up to receive what might need to be said or come through while I'm in that situation. My daughter went on an investigation with me, and she was seeing and hearing from spirit. I don't use tools other than myself and my being open to hearing and giving the information that I receive.
And I mean, what kinds of things have you experienced when you're doing paranormal investigations in that?
Well, there was one time when I was sitting in a residential and I was sitting on the edge of one of the beds in the bedroom. And I said, something's tickling my back and playing with my hair.
You have pictures of that.
I do. I do have a picture. And there was a picture taken, and there was a, something on my back. You could tell that it was on my back, and it was playing with my hair. So there can be this sense of feeling, you feeling it or seeing it or hearing it. And I open up to all three of those senses when I'm doing an investigation, because sometimes it's not going to be that I'm going to hear it. I'm going to see it, just like a reenactment. You know, went to a hotel one time and did an investigation. It was a closed down hotel, and did an investigation, and we were standing on the balcony upstairs, and down below the balcony was like a big area where there was used to be back in the day the dance floor. And I could visually see people dancing and kids running around and different things going on that had happened back when that was a top of the line hotel back in the day. There was a child that had fallen down the elevator shaft and died. Well, I saw him riding his tricycle back and forth. His family was living, you know, were staying in the hotel, which it was a what they would consider a swank hotel back then. So this family was there, and he was riding his tricycle back and forth. And I visualized that, and I thought, that must have been how he fell down the elevator shaft, because he rode his bike into the shaft when the elevator was not there. So you can picking it up visually, hearing it or seeing it, just being open to it. Go ahead, Clay. I'm sorry.
I don't really know exactly how we say this on air, but this was a really interesting experience. Audrey's daughter's first investigation, when Audrey's daughter, her oldest daughter, really gifts really began to awaken, and she really began to acknowledge them. This was like a year ago. The first paranormal investigation that she went on, she had a weird, like pervert spirit following her around. Yeah, it was really interesting.
How do you shut down perverted spirits? Because that's a good question. How do you shut them down, Audrey?
You know, it's just like putting a close sign up on a building. You know, you don't want to hear it anymore. You don't want to see it. You walk away from the area that it's happening in, and close yourself down if you have to prevent that from bothering you. Now, we were in a situation where we were communicating with this gentleman, for lack of a better word, but we were communicating with him. So it wasn't a matter of me shutting him down, or Christine walked out of the room, you know, but as far as me shutting him down, I was wanting to communicate. I wanted to find out about his life. So he wasn't being obnoxious to me. Although, you know, the situation was a little strange.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, just go back into closing yourself down from it, not allowing them to interfere in your energy.
Okay. So, what do you have a unique story that really sticks out in your mind as something that you'd like to tell about reading or paranormal investigating and reading? Something like a story that everybody should hear about.
Well, I think, like I said, the young man that came to me was the first mediumship reading that I ever did. And coming to me, you know, with the basketball in his hand, and I could smell the Axe cologne that he apparently bathed in, and the laughter, you know, the way he laughed was obnoxious to his aunt, but it made her realize that, yes, that's him, you know, and she, you know, she was able to communicate with her nephew. And, you know, he was joking. He was, you know, saying, you know, now I can beat you in a game of basketball. Let's do this, you know. So that was probably the the funnest reading, as far as, you know, bringing somebody closure and letting them know that they're still around, that they don't go away. They just are in a different form. You know, they're not gone. They're just in a different form.
Oh, that's beautiful. I agree with that 100%. They're right next to us, whether we can see them or not. If we listen hard enough, sometimes we can hear them. And I always tell people, your loved ones, your relatives, they come to you from the right. And when I tell people that, sometimes they start feeling someone on their right side. So, and you can always tell when that happens, because they're like, because they start to feel someone touching them on the right.
Yes. Now, there was an experience with crossing someone over one time. And it was actually my grandfather. And he had passed years ago, probably 15, maybe 20 years before this. And when he came to us, he was still in his physical form. He was still, that was my grandfather. There was no, and he came to us with a stick in his hand. And I had to explain that the stick was actually the yardstick that he would sit in the big picture window in his living room and shake at the grandkids out the window that were outside the window making faces at him. But he came because he had never crossed over out of fear, because he had lived a hard life and wasn't sure where he was going to go. And when the light came out, the light came forward, and he was reassured that it was love, and there was peace, and his people were waiting to greet him, and that opened that portal, so to speak, opened up, and that light was there, and he was greeted by those people. He was so excited, and as soon as he stepped into that light realm, everything changed on him. His walk, the way he carried himself, just everything. It was like everything was brand new to him. So that was very, very sweet.
Mm, that's beautiful.
I have a really amazing experience with Audrey that was just like just kind of blindsided. It never expected it, but in the spring of 2015, we rescued a baby deer that's mother was killed by a car, and she was only like 1 or 2 days old, and I named her Fauna, and I had her for 3 or 4 months, and until I found the right facility to take her to, where she would be released on safe land that she could grow up on. But one night or one day, I had this spirit that kept grabbing me, and I'm like, Audrey, what is this? You know, and Audrey's like, oh my god, it's Fauna's mother. And her mother had came to me and was communicating through Audrey, and she said that her name, the spirit family line name, is actually Celeste, but she likes Fauna. And she was really, really grateful and protective of Fauna and myself, and it was just a really, like, wow. And I remember Audrey going, like, you know, like, her form is magnificent. Like, she just, her spirit form is just absolutely magnificent, you know. And we communicated with her for probably a good 30, 40 minutes. That was one of the most interesting out-of-the-box experiences that I can remember off the top of my head.
And I think she hung around for a while with you and Fauna,
she did.
Didn't she?
She never,
after that, she never communicated through me, but I feel like she still communicated to you through Fauna.
Yeah.
Even after the day that you and I talked and her mother came through. And I think that was the first time that I actually channeled an animal spirit. So that was very cool. And I didn't, you know, I remember it now, but I don't think about all the readings that I've done and all the things that I've done a lot.
It's hard to remember all of them.
It is. It is. And especially, when I started this free mediumship and psychic readings on Facebook, when I started that, there were minimal amount of readers in that group. When I first started it, it was growing. I mean, at that time, there was probably over 600 people waiting to have a reading. So I was in there constantly doing readings in that group. And now that it's grown so much, I've kind of stepped back and allowed my readers, which I have about 15 or more readers in there now, and I've kind of stepped back and allowed them to take over the reading aspect unless they need my help, unless there's something going on that needs my help or Clay's help, then we work together.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. That's beautiful. So I see somebody is asking, Bev is asking, she missed the first few minutes, but she's wondering if you explained how you guard and shield.
As Clay said, and I don't have to open up so much as I have to just relax and allow spirit to come through. So as far as being shielded, I've always got my shields up, and always I visualize the golden light coming down from heaven and covering me with that light, so that visualization is so, so important and so hard for a lot of people to do.
Me.
It's just like using you. I know I was looking at you when I said that, but it's just like imagination. Imagine that there's a golden light coming down over you that is encompassing you completely, and that nothing can penetrate that is not of your higher, the higher good and for your best. Mm-hmm. And that was shielding as well, not allowing, setting your boundaries, you know, just like you would for a child. Set your boundaries. You are not allowed to come and talk to me now. You know, you are not, this is my boundary. Don't come to me with that attitude, you know. And there are times when you may find that a spirit has an attitude, you know, that they have been trying for so long to be heard that they're just like, they finally find somebody that's open and listening, and they're just like in your face. And that's when you have to say, whoa, back up. I'm listening, but you're not in control. Mm. You know, as a psychic, you have to be in control of your space.
That's very true.
And that's just like being an empath. You have to learn how to bring down that golden light and not allow things that you don't need in your space, in your bubble. You know, protect your bubble.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. Well, I'd just like to say that the first two winners of the free readings, Audrey, are Chris and Sarah, and I'm going to send you screenshots of their messages that they sent to me about that, the where they won. So okay. You'll have their full names, and you can connect with them on Facebook for that.
I'll do that.
Congratulations to listener Chris and listener Sarah for being the first two winners.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you too.
Yes. So connect off the air with
I'm
with
excited
Audrey.
For y'all.
set up your appointment with her for that. I want to hear feedback.
Yes, feedback is so important too, because it helps us to realize that we have that potential when we get that feedback where somebody says, you know, she did this and it was of her own free will and she gave of her time. And here's what I want to say about it. And thank you. You know, when you don't give thanks or you don't show gratitude, it makes it very hard for people to want to give to you.
That's true.
So gratitude is very, very important.
It absolutely is.
And don't be a brick wall about it. I've had people where I was trying to read and they're so worried about giving you clues of anything that they don't confirm anything. And when somebody says, seeing a woman losing her first two fingers in a machine at work, does this make sense to you? If you know that of that person that had that happen, say yes. I had a reading where I told that to a lady and she absolutely would not confirm or deny. She was worried about giving me any yes or no's. And so the whole time I was worried about who this woman was that was losing her fingers because I couldn't tell if it had already happened or if it was going to happen. And so I'm trying to identify who is this woman because I don't know if it's happened yet and maybe we can avoid it if it hasn't. And after the reading was said and done, she says, oh yeah, my mom lost her fingers that way years ago. And I'm like, you could have told me that.
Yes. And also when you do acknowledge that they're on the right track, it also opens up to where they say, okay, I can, what else do you have to say? You know, it gives you the green light and between you and spirit to receive and to give more because you know you're on the right track. Otherwise, I might go looking for a different street, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, if that's not the street we need to be on, well, let me look over here and see if this is the street I need to be on.
You get
lost and that reading never comes to fruition. You never complete it because they aren't opening up to you.
Exactly.
So feedback and also saying yes or no, even if it's just yes or no, you don't have to go into details about it, but acknowledge that they are on that right track.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right. So Clayton sent me the link to your site on Facebook, which is the Free Mediumship and Psychic Readings on Facebook is what it's called. Free Mediumship and Psychic Readings. If you look that up, it is a closed group that you can join. And Audrey Green Morahan is the administrator of that group. So go ahead and check that out and join that group and send her a message there telling her that you heard her on the radio. And the first three people who do that will be the winners of those other three psychic readings that she's going to give away off the air. How does that sound, everybody? Does that sound good? I hope they're not even listening. They're off running around taking care of that now. I'm going to post the link in the chat room again so that people can just click it. If they are logged into Facebook, it'll make it quicker for them. But again, for those who are not in the chat room, it's the Free Mediumship and Psychic Readings group on Facebook where Audrey Green Morahan is the administrator. So again, just because it's taken a little bit, still do it because you can still go get a free reading there.
Yes.
It might be a mini reading. We're a mini reading, but it's still a free reading. So go check that out, everybody.
Usually they're pretty in-depth. Usually they are pretty in-depth. All of our readers are good. We go through we do a very strict screening of readers. They have to go through a process before they are approved.
Yes. I don't want to open it up so that anybody can do readings because, you've got somebody in there that hasn't a clue and they're giving information to someone that needs to have that information and they're giving the wrong information, misleading that person. So I have to be careful. I have to be careful not only for my readers, but for the sitters, for the people in the group to make sure that they are safe and that the people that are giving the readings kind of know what they're talking about, kind of have a clue, you know, so that you're not hurt and they're not hurt.
Right. And Audrey knows I'm a control freak and I would absolutely have a fit if the group was opened up and there was someone that was even inclinating a false reading or giving improper insight, I would absolutely lose it.
About what it could cause. You know,
right.
Think about the detrimental things that could be caused by somebody being told, you know, something that is completely fabricated because they need to know something.
Yes.
And we have seen that, believe it or not, people.
Yes,
we have seen it many times. Where the wannabes, they want to be it so bad, but they're not it.
Yep. Very true.
And, you know, I'm just going to put this out there, too, because I do psychic readings as well. But sometimes there's not a link between you and another person. That happens.
Right. Yes, it does. It does. And if that happened with me, if it happens with me with someone that is in either of my groups, I would look for someone that can connect.
Exactly.
You know, I have other people that are available that can connect where I may not be able to for whatever reason. You know, it may be an emotional thing. You know, it may be a mental thing that's going on, you know. And if I cannot connect, I will direct you to someone that can. I'm not going to leave you hanging.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm just going to encourage Sheila in the chat room to send Audrey a message on Facebook anyway, because she says, I'm too slow. Love you, Audrey. But do it anyway, Sheila, because you just never know. And it's hard to tell who you are on the chat room versus who you are on Facebook. So this is the way we can for sure know who is who. So send it to her anyway on Facebook and connect with her anyway. And so she knows who you're talking to.
Sheila and I talk on the phone. So I've got her.
Gotcha. All right. So Sheila sends her love. Perfect. Well, we are coming towards the end of the show. So again, I just want to encourage everyone to go check out Audrey on Facebook at her free mediumship and psychic readings closed group, and you can join that. And from there, if you'd like longer readings, she can hook you up with that too. But those are paid then, of course. But she's a very gifted reader, and I encourage you all to check that page out and check out also her website, which is intuitiveaudrey.simplesite.com/pound. So go ahead and check that out. And that's where you can and connect right with her right away. Yes. and just purchase a reading from her. And I guess the / and the pound aren't really necessary. So intuitiveaudrey.simplesite.com. So go check her out online for that. And I wanted to thank Audrey for coming online with us tonight and coming on the air with us live. And I know she was nervous about it, and she did a great job. Thank you, Clayton, for being my co-host tonight.
Thank you,
Sarge.
Thank you, Clay. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Sarge. Love you.
Love you too, bud.
Thank you, Sarge, our amazing producer. And thank you, Para X, our wonderful network. And tune in next week to the Journey Radio Show. Same time, same channel. We're going to be talking to Daniel Benoit, Bigfoot researcher. He's going to share about his personal hair-raising experience when he encountered Bigfoot in the woods. So you're going to want to check that out. TheJourneyRadioShow.com. Check us out, everybody. And we'll see you next week. Good night.